Ding diddy dong. Welcome back to Charlie's Podcast. Here, I am your host, Charlie. Today we have no guests, unfortunately. But today I wanted to talk to you about a severing, pressuring issue that is going out right now that the media is censoring and that is canceling many people for. That thing is the Joe Biden's son, Hunter, laptop. President Trump described the laptop as a laptop from hell. Now, there's only one laptop that he said is worse than the Hunter Biden laptop. And that is the laptop from hell. The Anthony Weiner laptop, which is depicted by many New York police officers to have been one of the worst things that they've ever seen. Scenes that were horrible, including with Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin skinning a 13-year-old girl's face off and dancing in her blood, naked. These people are up against President Donald Trump, and if true, these people should be held accountable. Not only for doing the crimes against humanity, but for destroying countless lives because of it. If there is one victim, there is many. Now, let's get into the Joe Biden's son's laptop. In that laptop, Rudy Giuliani turned it into the Delaware State Police, and the Delaware State Police turned it into the Wilmington FBI office. The FBI office confirmed that there was child pornography in that laptop. That is a very sad realization. It is a very idiotic move by Joe Biden's son. And it is a very horrendous thing. In that laptop was said to be, as I said, child pornography. But it was Beau Biden's daughter, Hunter Biden's niece, who was naked in a photo in that laptop. Facebook has censored the story, so has Twitter, showing mass censorship of conservative politicians and many conservative sides of the story. The New York Post was also censored and was blocked from tweeting anything. They were shadow banned. If this continues, this censorship continues, we will not have a country. Our First Amendment right is being taken away by big tech. That issue needs to be heard. Censorship is real. We see it in China. We see it in France, we see it in England, we see it in Germany, in Russia. But we shouldn't see it in the United States. We are a country of rights, we are a country of law and order, and we are a law of innocent until proven guilty. Our country is one of the best in the world. Our country will always be one of the greatest to ever exist, one of the greatest economies to ever exist. President Trump is a nationalist. So am I. I am a patriot and a nationalist. I serve my country because I want freedom, my rights, and my liberty. And if you want that, then vote for Donald Trump. And if you want communism, or if you want communist China to hold our hand and to show socialist and communist values, vote for Joe Biden. But let me just tell you this one thing. We will not go dark into the darkness. We will not go dark. We will always be conservatives. We are always going to stand up for what is right and what is incorrect. who are not going to stand for the incorrectness. This is a pressuring point for our democracy. People can vote November 3rd. You can vote for November 3rd. I can vote for November 3rd. Our family members. But if we vote for the wrong candidate, just remember, our democracy will not be the same. We need to have a democracy that is of law and order, and that proves our issues, and that is not a socialistic kind of democracy. Those democracies don't work, as we've seen with Venezuela and with Cuba, prime examples. Rich, powerful nations until socialism took over and destroyed those nations. Those nations are now the poorest in the world and are now facing a lot of demoralization from other countries and pressuring from large neighbors. These are the things that we need as a society to stand up for. Stand against them. Because when the time comes, and it will come, we won't have a country that is run by democracy, by freedoms, but it will be dictated by superiority and negligence. It's not about being a Biden supporter or being a Trump supporter. It's about supporting America or supporting socialists and many other beliefs. This is the United States that we don't want. Donald Trump has said it before and says it again. Socialism does not have a place in America. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to leave you here. Thank you for listening to this, and keep yourself informed, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.